So I met up with the guy who was coming on too strong and kept pressuring me to meet him in a secluded park before our movie date. I told him that if we met at the park, it had to be one of my choice, which he agreed to. We met. He looked like his pick, but just way slimmer and sickly. And as we walked, he suggested walking down a dark path, which I disagreed with. And then he suggested that we go catch our movie. I went to my car and was going to meet him there, and this motherfucker really ran away and drove off. I was shocked and laughed and realized that he blocked me on everything. Then I started to realize how strange things were. I told my friend, and she used her amazing research skills and found this guy's name, which he was completely lying about. Well, guess what? She got on Tinder and eventually matched with him. And the things he was saying were uncanny. First of all, he was lying about simple things. And he used the exact same phrases that he used on me. Like if I was clean, etc. And then he also tries to meet my friend at a park. The same one that he tried to get me to go to, which is super secluded. Now, what throws me off was his defensive comments about sex when it came up in conversation. And how, as soon as it was brought up, he talked non-stop. He also kept telling me to wear a skirt and all black. He talked about my clothes a lot for those 3 days we spoke, and really wanted details in what I was going to wear. He was a conventionally handsome guy who should have had no trouble getting women. But I don't know. Something just rubbed me off so wrong about him. His talk about sex makes me think that he wanted to spread something and he met me just to see if I was a good candidate. So here's an update. We sent him to a park where he was supposed to meet my friend. Clearly we weren't there and he called. Burner number. And I talked on the phone. And then he called a second time saying that he was there and said my voice sounded very familiar. I said I'm not sure what he means and he asked if I had a sister. And then I told him that I had something to say before we meet. And that's when he mentioned my name. Instead of my friends, he mentioned my name. And I told him that I knew who he was and that he was lying about everything. He acted a bit baffled and said that he didn't know what I meant and said that I knew nothing about him. He then, still after I called him out, still asked if she wanted to chill. And as we spoke to him, my friend reported him on Tinder before he had the chance to block us. There was an option stating that if this person showed suspicious or threatening behavior, and we explained the entire situation. I know I was dumb for meeting him. I'm aware of that. I think I got lucky the more I analyze it. He did suggest that I go to his car at some point during the date, which I think was another way to get me alone, but thankfully I refused that as well. I do have bipolar disorder and going through a separation, and my mania makes me underestimate certain situations. Unfortunately, I'm lonely, and I wanted to feel wanted, but clearly, I need to accept that things are truly crazy out there. I hope you all do too. So before you say something, here are some things I need to clarify. I did not wear what he insisted I wear. I did not tell my friend to meet him. She matched with him while I was literally still parked in my car, explaining everything that happened. And I did not meet with him at the park that he wanted me to. I met him at a very busy public park. I believe the whole STD thing because he just kept talking about sex, asking if I had anything, and wanting to know my sex history. And he looked very sickly. In his pictures, he was muscular, but in person, he had sunken eyes and was very thin, which reminded me of people with untreated HIV that I see at work very often. And another thing, I know I was dumb. I just wanted a thrill and had this urge to just feel something. It's not okay, and I agree. Many individuals in the comment section express concerns that the individual in question may be a predator. What actions would you take if faced with a similar situation? Personally, I am inclined to believe that his insistence on ensuring that the girl was unaffected by any potential diseases could be a sinister tactic, aimed at minimizing the risk of contracting something if he were to commit a sexual assault. One person even suggested that the man's request for the girl to wear black serves the purpose of making her less visible in the case that he takes her to a dark and secluded area. Furthermore, he advises her to wear a skirt, potentially for easier access without the complication of pants. The original poster admits that her decision was not a wise one, and many commenters reinforced the belief that meeting anyone in a secluded area is inherently risky. The mere suggestion of specific clothing choices already raises significant red flags. Another perspective is also introduced, suggesting the man's appearance, being skinny and sickly, may not necessarily indicate an STD, but could be linked to drug use, which of course leads to questionable behavior. Additionally, there is mention of a Facebook group called Are We Dating the Same Guy, which are usually available in all of the highly populated areas in the United States. And in these groups, women share information about individuals whom they match with or are currently dating to protect themselves from potential threats. If encountering strange dates or individuals with questionable intentions, it is recommended to alert others through these Facebook groups. Personally, I myself was posted on the Are We Dating the Same Guy group, and initially I was shocked and offended to have seen my image and name in the group. But after understanding the group's purpose, a means for women to safeguard themselves by sharing information about potentially problematic individuals they encounter on dating platforms, I was totally fine with it, and supported the decision to gather information about me to make sure that that person dating me at the time felt safe. So, given that dating websites and apps often lack thorough screening processes, the narrative serves as a cautionary tale, urging individuals, both men and women, to exercise caution, ask questions, and conduct due diligence before agreeing to meet someone. In essence, this story is shared as a warning to those navigating the world of dating, emphasizing the importance of being vigilant, conducting thorough inquiries, and ensuring personal safety when interacting with others in these digital spaces. So, if you have any dating horror stories and want to warn others, message me at the Scarecast on Instagram or TikTok, or you can email me, mike@thescarecast.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app and Spotify if possible. And as always, be safe out there. And until next time.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.